true. Nervous. Very, very dreadfully nervous I had been and am. But why will you say that I am mad?" With these frantic words were thrust into the disturbed mind of a man desperate to prove his sanity while describing the perfect murder. Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart takes us on a chilling journey through obsession, guilt, and psychological collapse, all in just a few pages of tightly wound prose. The narrator insists he's not mad while revealing his complete detachment from reality. He claims to love the old man he lives with, yet fixates with morbid intensity on the man's pale blue eye with a film over it. An eye that haunts him, watches him, and ultimately drives him to murder. What makes this story so unsettling isn't just the act of violence, but how we experience it from within the killer's fractured psyche. We follow his warped logic step by step as he transforms a minor physical feature into something monstrous. The eye becomes the eye of a vulture, a symbol of death and judgment that chilled the very marrow in my bones. This selective obsession reveals a mind that fragments reality, unable to see the whole person. For seven nights, the narrator performs an identical ritual with painstaking patience. He turns the doorknob imperceptibly, inserts his dark lantern through the smallest gap, and aims a thin beam at the old man's closed eye, a process taking an hour each night, which he cites as proof of his rationality. "Would a madman have been so wise?" he asks, oblivious that his extreme patience reveals his obsession. This combination of meticulous planning and irrational motivation displays what might be called organized insanity, functional behaviors coexisting with profound delusions. On the eighth night, when the old man awakens and calls out, the narrator freezes completely for a full hour, like a spider awaiting prey, experiencing time differently in his obsessive state. When the old man's heart begins beating loudly in fear, a sound the narrator believes he can hear across the room, his methodical control collapses. He leaps into the room, drags the old man down, and pulls the heavy bed over him until the heartbeat stops. The setting of The Telltale Heart functions as a psychological landscape, mirroring the narrator's confined mental state. The story unfolds within a single, undescribed house, creating a sense of entrapment that intensifies the horror. The absence of contextual detail creates a disorienting effect. The house exists in isolation from the wider world, much like the narrator's mind. Darkness dominates the setting, with the narrator moving through blackness using only the thinnest ray of light. This limited illumination symbolizes his selective perception, focusing on the old man's eye while remaining blind to his own psychosis. The darkness blurs boundaries between reality and delusion. After the murder, the physical space transforms. The floorboards, once merely structural elements, become a symbolic barrier between guilt and concealment. The narrator's act of hiding the body between the scantlings converts domestic space into a tomb, representing the internalization of his crime within the very foundation of the home. Time in this story functions as a psychological experience that warps according to the narrator's mental state. For seven nights, he performs the same ritual with what he describes as infinite patience. "It took me an hour to place my whole head within the opening so far that I could see him as he lay upon his bed." This excruciatingly slow pace brings him satisfaction, revealing his detachment from normal human experience. When the old man awakens on the eighth night, the narrator remains motionless for a whole hour. This superhuman stillness suggests either distorted perception of time or an abnormal ability to suspend bodily needs, creating a claustrophobic sense of time stretching endlessly. The murder occurs in a moment of temporal acceleration, a sudden frenzy after days of methodical patience. This abrupt shift from extreme restraint to explosive action characterizes the bipolar nature of the narrator's psychology. For him, time exists not as a continuous flow, but as stretched moments punctuated by bursts of frantic activity. After hiding the dismembered body beneath the floorboards, the narrator believes he's committed the perfect crime. When police investigator reported shriek, he confidently welcomes them, explaining the noise as his own nightmare. He even places chairs directly above the hidden corpse, either supreme confidence or unconscious self-sabotage. His undoing comes from internal collapse. While speaking with the officers, he begins to hear a low, dull, quick sound, much such a sound as a watch makes when enveloped in cotton. The narrator identifies it as the old man's heartbeat, impossible since the man is dead and dismembered. This supernatural heartbeat transforms from external reality to an internal manifestation of guilt. His conscience takes sensory form, growing louder until it dominates his awareness. His attempts to drown it out, speaking faster, moving his chair, swinging it on the floor, only amplify the sound, reflecting the paradox of psychological repression. Efforts to suppress unwanted thoughts often make them more persistent. The confession scene marks the story's climax, where psychological pressure shatters the narrator's facade of sanity. The irony lies in his confession, not because he's caught, but because he can no longer endure the manifestation of his own guilt. The imagined heartbeat begins subtly, but grows overwhelming, dominating his consciousness. His physical responses mirror his psychological collapse as he speaks faster, gestures wildly, and paces frantically before the puzzled officers, desperately trying to drown out the sound. His confession erupts as an explosive release. "Villains!" I shrieked. "Dissemble no more! I admit the deed! Tear up the planks! Here, here! It is the beating of his hideous heart!" By calling the officers villains, he projects his own criminality onto them. His command to dissemble no more reveals his paranoia, believing they've known his guilt all along. Most tellingly, he attributes the heartbeat to his victim rather than recognizing it as his own psychological creation. Even in confession, he remains blind to the horror within himself. Nearly two centuries after publication, The Telltale Heart resonates because it addresses fundamental anxieties about sanity's fragility. The narrator's insistence on his rationality while displaying obvious madness highlights our fears about self-perception. If someone so disturbed believes himself sane, how can any of us be certain of our own mental stability? The story suggests certain actions transform us regardless of external consequences. No matter how perfectly we conceal transgressions from others, we cannot hide them from ourselves. The heartbeat beneath the floorboards represents guilt's persistence, how it continues beating beneath consciousness, growing louder until demanding acknowledgement. Poe's tale endures because it reminds us our greatest judge isn't society or law enforcement, but the witness we cannot escape, our conscience. In a world where people increasingly rationalize harmful behaviors, the telltale heart whispers a timeless truth. The human mind contains its own mechanism for justice, and some burdens can only be lightened through confession.